it's time for Rain and Shine, your weekly regional science update, where we explore how the planet works and how we work with the planet. The Colorado River begins in snow, sourced from a blanket of soft white water crystals that fold over a vast and wide range of tall mountains which divide the continent. In a pattern that has been in existence for millennia, the snow builds over the winter and then melts in the spring, hundreds of thousands of tiny rivulets making their way together to form this mighty river, which flows over 1,450 miles and across 7 states and 2 tribal nations before it reaches the sea. Over the week of January 7, 2022, 48 inches of snow fell in some parts of the state, bringing what had been a median snowpack of 50% below normal levels in December in a sudden and massive leap to 130% of normal levels. The Arkansas and Rio Grande River Basin are still below to-date median of snow water equivalent. Snow water equivalent means the amount of water that will come from the snowpack when it melts. But the Western Slope River Basins, including the Upper Colorado, Gunnison, San Miguel, Dolores, San Joaquin, and the northern Laramie and North Platte, are all between 130 to 140% above median SWE. Recently, I was lucky enough to be given a trip up the tram to the top of the San Jacinto Peak, which overlooks Palm Springs, California. From there to the south, you can see the Salton Sea, a lonely, salty water body slowly shrinking in the Southern California desert. A historical plaque showed images of fields and fields of high rushing water from the flooding of the river in 1891, when the Colorado breached its normal path and rushed into this landscape. At the top of this peak, I was struck by this story of a river swelling its banks and creating a lake 30 miles long and 10 miles wide, and the fact that in this lake are remnants of long ago Colorado snow. You've been listening to Rain and Shine, a production of the Learning Council, produced by Corey Stanton and written and narrated by me, Calla Rose Ostrander. To submit your nature and science questions, email us at rainshineweekly@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page. And thanks for listening.